This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
People are sharing the most Gen X things they can think of.
Oh, okay.
And they say it's pretty interesting.
Is it just the flannel shirts that you guys both have on?
I do have a flannel shirt on. You're right.
It's a very Gen X thing.
What's up, buddy?
Well, my mom used to buy these for me when I was a boy because she'd had just about enough of me leaving my jackets everywhere.
Right. So here's something that I care less about you losing than your jacket.
The $2 flannel from Sears was much more cost efficient.
Much more disposable than your $25 jacket.
I'll admit I adopted them in the 90s. As soon as I got to college, that was the uniform.
We're all wearing, right?
No, I used to come home and my mom would, it was like the, where is your jacket?
Who knows? I went to several places today and I was on a bus for a while, so.
I do not know where that jacket is. And if you remember the argument we had when I said, I don't want my jacket.
Yeah.
You've got to bring your jacket. It's freezing
out. It's cold out there.
Next to some stolen plywood in a field somewhere.
Right. Some fox has made it its home, dragged it off into the woods.
You already know me so well.
Yeah, that's right.
Gen X, everyone. So here's a few of the things that are kind of exclusive to Gen X. Gen X is old enough to remember and appreciate life before the internet and cell phones, but we're young enough to transition into that world without a hitch.
Yeah, that is true. We were the crossover generation.
My sister and I would call the local radio station to request a song, and then we'd sit there with a tape at the ready to hit record play as soon as they played our song.
Yep.
Yes.
We'd repeat that That's about real. 10 times, and then you got a nice mixtape.
Yeah.
And then when I became a DJ, I was so annoyed with all the kids that would call me and bug me for requests all the time.
These are things.
Yes.
This is a little BuzzFeed story about Gen X. People are sharing the most Gen X things they can think of. And finding porn in the woods while BMXing.
That is like so specific and yet so how every boy found his porn. Yeah, I was riding my bike through the woods.
We also had a dumpster. My neighborhood led into the back of the Safeway right around the corner from my house.
Okay.
There was like a stairway. And you'd go through this stairway path right into the back of Safeway.
It opened up there.
And so the back of Safeway is where the trucks would drop the food off, and there were dumpsters there.
It always smells garbagey back there. Yeah. You ever notice that behind a supermarket?
That's where we lived. We spent lots of times back there.
Right.
Skateboarding, and then for whatever reason, digging through the trash. Mm. And you might find a stash of, you know, inspiration there as well. And be like, oh!
Bingo!
What do I do?
Nazi!
I'm gonna touch it.
I better hide it in the woods.
Right.
I'm gonna pick it up.
What else would I do? I can't leave it here.
Never thought twice about picking them up.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't, but I'm saying now I look back.
Oh, yeah, now.
I'm digging in trash and picking up random dirty magazines that have clearly been thrown away
and used over and over.
Yep.
Well, these pages are, I don't even know what's in there. Go to the next page.
Crank calls.
Oh, yeah. Crank calls were great.
Crank calls had a minute.
They did.
And it was for Gen X.
It was great. We loved crank calling people and just like messing around on the phone and just spending hours on the phone in general. But then there was Star 69, where you could call somebody back. Mm-hmm. And then there was then call, you could call, what's the name of that? Where you could see that somebody.
Caller ID.
Caller ID, yeah. That was a whole thing. Oh my God.
And we had the Jerky Boys.
We did have the Jerky Boys. That's mm-hmm. right. The Jerky Boys did this whole album. They put out a whole album of torturing people.
That came out
on the
about
phone.
In the 90s, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we were in college.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I was in college around that time.
Yeah. Was that the 80s?
No, it was,
no,
90s.
That was the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little younger than you guys.
But that was its peak, because right after that, it became so freaking illegal to call people and use their voice.
You couldn't record them.
It
right.
had to be a scripted show and not an actual real life call.
Mm-hmm. You remember, too, we even call waiting, which now kids are like, call waiting, what are you talking about? It was, right, you'd be able to switch over to another one. But in the olden days, someone's phone could be slightly off the hook, and just all day there'd just be a busy signal. You'd call someone, you'd be like, oh, my God, they've been on the phone all day. You'd be waiting for people to get off the phone. And somebody could pick up another extension at your house. You couldn't have a private call. Your brother knew you were on the phone, so he was listening to every word you said. You have to lift it up so quietly. And not be like, breathing into the phone. You remember all that, right?
Sure. I mean.
Did Keith used to listen to your phone calls?
No, I don't think that.
Did your mom used to?
No, I don't think I had that particular problem. And when you said the hang up thing, that makes, I definitely would, you know, Jason Sisko would go, meet me at Colony Park. And I'd go, okay. You throw the phone down and run for it and realize I didn't hang
I
that
left
up.
It off,
I didn't even try
right.
to hang that
I
up.
I left it off the hook, and I'm going to need to call my mom for a ride later. So unless she realizes that the phone's off the hook, it's going to be busy all day.
Yep, all day. That's a very good point.
Mm.
That happened. I relate
just
to that.
Busy. Mm.
I don't really relate to the watch how you're breathing on the call. Cause
yeah, you have to be really quiet or they're going to know you're listening.
Hair crimpers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I used to love my hair crimper.
Riding bikes with no helmets.
Oh, never even heard of a helmet.
And buying smokes for my dad at the store.
Smokes and beer.
You bought smokes and beer.
They'd let you bring beer too?
Yeah.
I can't believe they would let you buy it.
It's a tiny little town. They knew I lived, you know, a block away. They knew my mom. And yeah, they had no problem doing that.
Would you have a note from her, or you'd just say?
No,
so you could have just
got her Michelob and her Benson and Hedges.
She was a Michelob lady, huh?
Michelob and Benson and Hedges.
My first six pack I ever bought for myself as a person with a legal ID was a pack of Michelob.
The first six pack I ever bought with a fake ID.
With a fake ID.
Or maybe even didn't have fake ID. It might have been the store that sold the kids until they were, of course, caught and, you know,
shut
closed
down. Right.
But I bought a six pack of Miller Genuine Draft, which at that time was a brand new beer. Wow. And it's, you know, I don't know if do they even make that anymore?
I think so.
No.
Miller Genuine Draft?
No.
I think they've rebranded. It's called MGD.
No.
Yeah, they still have it.
They do?
Yeah,
Miller Genuine Draft.
But I just, when you said that, the first six pack I ever bought, I remember scoring a six pack.
MGD, an American style light lager.
You guys were fancy. I think my first was called National Bohemian, and it was like hams or something.
Oh, I know hams.
Yeah,
I don't
have that
hams.
Beer, but
oh, hams that's a beer. Place?
Yeah, National Bohemian was from Balmer.
H A double M, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
H A double M.
Drink it.
Arcades. This is a story about Gen X. Everyone, no other generation claimed them like we did. Before Gen X, graphics weren't good enough. After Gen X, you played at home on your own console.
Yep.
Lamppost Pizza and quite a few at Varsity Ice Cream Place. We would go to their like little arcade off to the side of the restaurant and just stay until
all your money was spent.
Four quarters were gone.
Right.
Because, you know, there wasn't a lot of money in being a kid.
There wasn't. It was very little money in being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pay well.
Let's see here. Breakdancing is on the list of things specific to Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at scrambled softcore porn on cable.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There was a Spice
after
Channel.
After 11 o'clock at night.
Yep. My brother would sit there with that on, and he would just be like, don't talk to me. I'm pretty sure I see boobs. Pretty sure I can see boobs.
I would watch that, and everyone would be upstairs asleep, and I'd be like, downstairs in plain view.
Sound off.
Having myself.
Oh.
And then I'd be like,
how lovely for you.
Every crack, every creak, oh God. And I'd cover the whole show I'm up to, and then I'd be like,
oh,
that was nothing. Okay. Whew. And put it all back together, get the thing back on the TV and get back to it at every little creak in the house. Oh God.
And you could make out enough. Because it was softcore. It wasn't like a full on.
It didn't matter. What did I have to work with? I had Taxi, Mary Lou Henner.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was solidly gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm sure she still is.
I didn't. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fun.
You didn't?
Not to her, no.
You never thought of Mary Lou Henner?
No.
Yeah, oh. Vinny's a big Mary Lou Henner fan.
I mean, I'm a fan, but not as that
all
age.
Those, whatever those the actresses of that age, Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh, Adrienne Barbeau.
Mm.
I liked Barbie Benton from the Playboy magazines. Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson was on WKRP.
Linda
Evangelista?
No. Who played Wonder Woman?
Oh, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter, right.
Holy
she
Toledo.
Was a bombshell.
Yeah, that was
the most bombshelly of all the bombshells.
That's so perfect.
She
right.
was in the bank.
Beautiful. Dark hair, blue eyes, light blue eyes. Like, she was stunning.
This is more Gen X stuff.
I'm sure.
Which will lead you to wonder how we survived. Putting baby oil on and baking in the sun. Mm-hmm. Literally cooking.
Yep. All
for
summer
as long as possible. Until you could not stand it.
Right.
I told my daughter on Saturday, I want you to go sit in the sun for 5 minutes. Like, get out of the house. Just be outside. Give yourself 5 minutes in the sun.
Yep.
Literally, like five.
Yes.
She comes in 2 minutes later. Oh, I was cooking out there. Oh, my God. We used to do like 10 hours.
Right. Hours and hours.
Did you ever put sun in your hair, too?
Yes, and turn your hair orange. Ugh, that stuff was the worst.
Yeah.
You've always been blonde. Why would you put that in?
Because everybody else was doing it, and
right.
I wanted to be blonder.
Mm. Yeah, people would do like lemon juice in their hair and all kinds of things to lighten it up.
Let's see here. This is again about Gen X being the last generation to walk across the room to change the TV channel or fix the TV by pounding on it,
right? Or
in just
holding,
the right spot,
you'd be holding the antenna. Your dad would be like, "Well, you have to stand there because it's perfect right now, and if you let go, it's not. It's gonna go back to
lived. I had to go outside and turn an antenna to change the channel.
Man, you really had it tough. I can't believe you had electricity but not water. Jesus. I mean, I get it. You had a pump somewhere.
Yeah, but
to heat the water up on the stove.
That was a lot of fun in the winter, and it was always me, of course.
Well, you were the youngest.
Send the boy out.
Mm.
People are sharing the most Gen X things they can think of, and it's been pretty fun to sort of relive all these things. Most of them, accurate.
Yeah.
Here's a couple more.
You don't even realize how specific to our generation they
record
are.
Record stores.
Yes.
You know what?
Hung
one of
those.
The things that just, to this day, I gotta say I'm heartbroken over it was the Tower Records in
so
North Beach.
Yeah.
Tower. Mm-hmm.
Like that was the one. Like there was a one still left.
It's like Columbus and Bay.
And it's that such a like hub and a spot that you would see
it's
so regularly.
It has been for 20 years now.
Right.
It sucks. I know, and there were those they would have paintings up on that wall. There's like a retaining wall in the back of the parking lot, and it would be like, you know, there's Hendrix and there's Janis Joplin, and so you'd drive by it, and there it was just like the coolest place, but now it's gone. Record stores in general, remember every mall had like two record stores.
I used to supplement my my meager earnings in radio by taking CDs from the station and
the promo copies with the cut.
Yep.
Everybody did that, buddy.
That's how you ate a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Lou's Records in Leucadia.
Mm.
Got a lot of those. They'd see me coming. Oh, somebody's got to eat.
So hungry. Yeah. Can I turn these into food?
I sure do.
Should have just had like boxes of Ritz crackers and, you know, or something there. Just here, this is what I have on offer. Go ahead, take it.
Yelling shotgun.
Oh, yeah. Is that not still happening? My kids say that still.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they want to ride up front and they want to be a shotgun.
I don't know.
I'm like, if I'm happy to sit in the back, I'll sit in the back.
Maybe when the second kid gets old enough to sit in the front seat, she'll want to compete
for that. So Isla's in the front seat now sometimes.
Isla can sit in the front
seat. That's great. God, that's a big day.
Let's see. Is there? Well, I better get to some texts because I'm very much out of time.
Although when we were kids, Vin, hold on, you didn't have to sit. There were no booster seats or things. I remember being a little kid and like all three of us would be sitting in the front, like on a bench seat with my dad driving, no seat belts, nothing.
When I got my license, I do remember the my buddies screaming shotgun like while still in school in fifth period. Shotgun! And we'd be like, yeah,
we're going to be here for two more hours.
We would be like, I think you have to be able to lay eyes on the car before you can yell that. And so there was a lot going on with the shotgun.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.